sunshine. Give me a do.
Give me something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool, refreshing Mountain Dew. So give me my good hands. Give me a do.
Grab some friends and an ice cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew.
Hello. How are you? We hope you're okay. And we mean that.
It's a very sincere way of starting the podcast, isn't it?
Because here at Rock and Roll Football, we care about you. And we're going to talk in this way so that you know we care about you.
Yeah.
Matt?
Because we're here for you.
We are here for you. But only once a week.
Yeah.
You get in touch with us on any other day.
We'll ignore you. Yeah.
You can get lost.
You might even get blocked.
You might even get blocked.
Yeah.
Blocked and reported.
Yeah.
Whatever the...
What ejected was the, and banned.
Ejected and banned.
Ejected and banned, was it? Yeah. We might even do that. Is it there?
Have you ejected found it? And banned.
There it is.
Or...
Scolded and banned.
Oh, scolded and banned. I don't remember that one.
Scolded and banned.
Yeah, we might scold you if you get in touch with us outside of our allotted time zone. Yeah.
Yeah, don't be those people that when a colleague goes on holiday, message them being, oh, do you know where the post-it notes are? We're trying to find them.
Yeah, yeah. If you get a bounce back, it means we're not going to read it, okay? We're away.
We're away.
If we get the out of office is on.
But yeah. Saturday, our office hours are Saturday 2 till 5.
Yeah, and the office has been very much open this afternoon, hasn't it?
And my pronouns are 8/12:15. Does that make sense? I don't know if
don't
it does.
Know. I'm not sure. So, what do I call you? 8?
Yeah. No, you call me 12:15, you bigot. So, today's show contains the following: 80s food.
Mm. Yeah. When
bins.
Doesn't it?
Bins.
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 Bins are with us in a big way. Something new this way comes, and it's been related.
It has been related. And we also talk about things you've been told not to do.
Yeah.
So it's packed, and there's lots of goals.
Yes.
You have to ask yourself, what more do you want from this podcast? Because I don't think we can provide it.
It's one of the classic episodes. Enjoy it. It's just for you.
Brace yourselves. It's time for the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Huge goals in the Championship in League One.
The Millwall firm are coming for you, Premier League. They're now 3-1 up at Hull City, flying near the top of the Championship. They're now third in the table, aren't they? Just behind Middlesbrough, who play tomorrow. 1 point off second place. Millwall could be coming to the Premier League.
It'd be amazing.
This is the best story of the season for me. And in League One, as you say, Lincoln City 2-0 up at Cardiff. That is a top two clashing. So Lincoln City going 2 point clear at the top of League One. If it stays like that.
Mansfield pouring everything on to try and get an equaliser. They're into the fourth minute now of six added on minutes in the FA Cup. Desperate to try and get something against Arsenal. Such a dramatic weekend. And here to preview all of today's red hot drama is star of last weekend's Match of the Day. Matt Dyson.
Yes, it's FA Cup final. FA Cup fifth round weekend. Sorry, no, not final weekend. The Rock and Roll Football. Thankfully for Spurs fans, their teams are not in action. A side once so synonymous with the FA Cup now welcoming a break as their season collapses around them. They seem to have a new Chaz and Dave song every season back in the 80s. Hotshot Tottenham having a knees up around the old Joanna on Wembley Way. But now Ozzy's dream has become a nightmare. The fall of the House of Hotspur, compounded on Thursday night by a 3-1 defeat at home to Crystal Palace in the Premier League. The Tudor period has not off to the best of starts. Like the Tudor crisp brand back in the noughties, when Walkers really took off, Igor could be discontinued. Look it up, ask your dad, something like that. Showing the exit of the Tudor Cinema Club. They could have the biggest ground the Championship's ever seen, playing host to Beyonce concerts 1 week and Oxford United the next. Sadly today, though, the magic of the modern-day FA Cup means there are no games kicking off at 3 after the Arsenal stag do in Mansfield. That's until Wrexham-Chelsea at 5:45. The Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney Hollywood blockbuster move for TV, leaving us with just a dead pool of stagnant nothingness. On the plus side, the Championship is as exciting as ever. It's the final season with just 4 places in the playoffs. Top of the table, Coventry City are away at mid-table Bristol City in this tale of two cities. Frank Lampard's side side, seeming to have gotten over a mild wobble to keep his sky blue boys from the Binley Mega Chippy on course for a return to the Premier League after 25 years in the wilderness. Their nearest challengers, Middlesbrough, play tomorrow, but third place Ipswich Town are away at Forlorn Foxes Leicester City, who used to lord it over us Forest fans for a short time when they became Premier League champions out of the blue 10 years ago this season. The Vardy and Ranieri party now a distant memory, and they're nearly dilly-ding, dilly-gone down to the League One. A points deduction and a poor run of form, even making Derby County look like the second best team in the East Midlands. Isn't it funny how times change?
Yeah.
And I know it's only rock and roll football, but I like it. Like it. I like it. Yes, I do.
Dyson! Phenomenal! Absolutely beautiful wordplay in there.
I'm not sure the delivery was great, though, to be honest. I messed up by saying I forgot final at the start. You know, that's
but you recovered.
It's not a great
rallied.
Start. It's hard to recover from that.
No, you recovered. In fact, we'd all forgotten that until you reminded us of it. You did so...
Oh, God, yeah.
So flipping well.
Thanks, mate.
You blossoming and blooming. Oh, how he's blossomed into a lovely adult. We're all very proud of you. It's all over in the FA Cup, Dyson.
Yes, it finished 2-1 to Arsenal. The dream is over for Nigel Clough and his proud Stags. I love Nigel. Nigel's still so great, isn't he?
Oh, we love
great. When he talks, people listen. I love it. We used to sing that great song at the City Ground when he used to play. It was we had to come up with a song for the son of Brian Clough, and all we decided was to sing the Pompey Chimes and just sing Nigel over and over again. Nigel, 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 Nigel. What a song. Such an 80s song to sing about a man called Nigel. Just singing Nigel over and over again. So creative.
And you went to watch Forest last weekend.
I did, indeed.
And your TV career blossomed on the back of it.
Wasn't it amazing? So I took Ted to his first ever game, and we were sat with some Brighton fans, right next to the Forest fans.
Isn't that dangerous?
No, it's fine, because they're our second club, because they're local to us on the south coast, so, you know.
But did no one clock your accents?
No, well, I kept it down. There was quite a lot of Japanese fans around us, all there to see Matoma. They love watching Matoma. And one of them said, are you Forest fans? I go, no, Ted supports Brighton.
They rumbled you.
Yeah, they sort of did, but I had a steward sat right next to me, so I had to keep it quiet.
Keep it down, mate.
Actually,
we don't do that sort of thing here, thank you.
Footage,
it's not part of our football culture.
When Brighton scored their first goal, the blurry footage, the first shot was of me and Ted, because Ted's on my knee, and you can see his big grinning face.
You can.
But I don't know why he's grinning, because Forest had just started, we were losing 1-0 at the time, but I'm quite serious, and on the clearer picture, on Match of the Day, I look very upset.
You look deeply concerned. You look like a concerned bear.
Yeah, I'm really unhappy, yeah.
What's wrong with
I'm
that bear?
Quite angry, don't I?
Why's that bear got a baby on his knee?
Why's that angry bear in the background with a really happy boy on his knee? Yeah, so it's quite a strange day, but Ted was very taken with a local yobbo. There's this little lad in front of us. I say lad, he's probably in his late teens, early 20s. He had a jacket that said Terrace Cult on the back, right?
Oh,
and he
word.
Was turning around to the Forest fans all the time, doing gestures, saying, you'll be playing Derby next season, and having a laugh.
And what sort of gestures? Could you describe them for us, please?
Well, the stewards nearly chucked him out, and the reason was he blew a kiss at the Forest fans. That was it.
Well, I've none of that, thank you very much. No affection, Tony Yobbery.
Ted loved it. He was like, watch the car. This guy's hilarious. Can't get enough of him.
That's the problem, is that's what nothing really prepares you for. People would say, your first game.
Yeah.
You don't really remember anything about the game.
No, you just remember.
It's the yobs and the swearing and all that.
Exactly, like, yeah.
That's why you keep going back at that age.
Exactly, for the characters.
You want to hear grown men scream things.
Yeah,
terrible things.
Yeah, he loved it.
And did Daddy scream anything?
No, because I was being quiet. I had to bite my lip throughout.
Of course, of course.
Even when we sat, me and Ted just agreed to just squeeze each other's knees. When Morgan Gibbs-White scored an amazing goal, just sit there. Ted almost screamed, squeezing him so hard.
We agreed to squeeze each other's knees.
Yeah.
What a lovely agreement. What a great agreement. Man, international diplomacy could learn.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's just agree to squeeze each other's knees.
More knee squeezing, please.
It's all over in those early kickoffs, Dyson.
Yes, it's all over at the City Ground in the Women's World Cup qualifiers. England have beaten Iceland 2-0. England's women, their goals from Lucy Bronze and Georgia Stanway got the second. 2-0 win against Iceland. Very nice. And in the championship, Blackburn actually got a late equaliser in the game against Portsmouth. It's finished 1-1, and Blackburn need the points down the bottom of the Championship table. It finished Millwall winning 3-1 at promotion rivals Hull. So Millwall have moved up to third in the table, just ahead of Ipswich Town.
They are a point off automatic.
Amazing.
Depends what happens in Middlesbrough later this weekend.
A point off automatic.
Come on, get me the Premier League.
Powers that be, they don't want it to happen.
Oh my word.
They're scared. They don't know what to do. They're not sure what they're going to get.
They know what they're going to get.
The whirlwind is coming. For the Premier League. If you've ever been to the Den, the new Den, you know what to expect. Yeah. And the Premier League are not ready for that.
They're not indeed. It's time for a roundup of the funniest clips from the week in football. It's clickbait. Leeds manager Daniel Farke celebrated during the Sunderland game and he got a telling off. But listen to his version of events.
I jogged over and there was not one bad word. I didn't abuse him at all. I didn't swear at him at all. As soon as I arrived, he had the red card, in a sense. And I'm not light like a butterfly. I don't look unbelievably cute and sweet when I jog.
Oh.
Yeah, I have to admit this. So for that, the lesson that I learned, I will never, ever jog on the pitch again.
You just got a red card for being ugly.
Yeah.
For being a minger, man.
The hulking guy.
No, I am not a kid.
Oh, I like him. I think he's a very graceful man. A sweet man, isn't he?
Ref watch on Sky Sports News was hilarious in the aftermath of what could have been a penalty for Manchester City. Listen to ex-referee Dermot Gallagher speaking to ex-player Jay Bothroyd.
I look at that and I say to myself, if that happens in the middle of the pitch, that is a foul.
You might want to hang on to that thought.
I will.
I actually think it's a foul by the City player because I think he catches him.
How can it be a foul by the City player when Rodri's having a shot?
Well, he boots him, doesn't he?
Yeah, but Rodri's having a shot. It's his follow-through. What's he meant to do with his foot? Like, kick his foot and bring his foot back?
Right, you see there. Who fouls who?
Elliot Anderson fouls Rodri.
That's why I'm a referee and you're not.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? Come on, Jay, you can figure that bit out. He used to be a referee. The show is called Ref Watch. Because that whole thing, they go, get ex-players to be referees.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure anymore. No. Roy Keane absolutely brutalises Gary Neville when him and Gareth Bale are talking about that celebration against Wales.
To get to 1-1 and I think it was like 92nd minute to lose was like a massive devastation, especially to England, and then to see you run down the sides.
They're up at the top as well, didn't
you? It was a scruffy goal as well.
Embarrassed by that, though, a little bit.
Embarrassed is no good. I'm passionate about my club.
I know, exactly. I'd be embarrassed as well. I'm passionate this year.
I liked it.
He's like a baby. I love
baby.
He's a baby. Celebrating like a baby.
Neil Warnock is back in management down at Torquay United in the sixth tier of English football. He doesn't necessarily believe he belongs at that level.
It's a surprise for me to be here today. I mean, I thought I would have been at Tottenham or, at Forest or somewhere like that. You know, I could do a better job, couldn't I?
How long are you going to do this for?
I have nothing after tomorrow night in my mind, you know. I could be at Tottenham on Friday, couldn't I?
I love how he loves that line. He could be at Tottenham, couldn't I? He's been saying that all week. I could be at Tottenham or Forest,
I wouldn't rule it out. They need someone. It might be him or Big Sam. Someone's got to come and save them.
Do you know what I like is the fact that he keeps doing the joke. He wants it to be reported. It's like that line in The Office.
Did you get that, everyone?
Brent quipped. Go on, write it. No, I can't see the pen moving. So it could be at Spurs or Forest. Who will Spurs be playing next season? The Crystal Palace fans think they have some idea. Say hello to Millwall. Say hello to Millwall.
Wow, they might be swapping places the way this season's going.
They might not be able to say hello to Millwall.
Sliding doors moment.
Absolutely brilliant. Sean Dyche, still loyal to Forest. Get a load of this.
And I need to make this clear. This is really important to me. Mr. Marinakis was nothing but good to me and straight. His final decision is a strange one.
It was really good until he fired me.
Until that last thing.
Until he fired me.
Key moment when he sacked me.
We had one disagreement when he sacked me early. Apart from that, everything was good.
Apart from that, love him. Great guy.
He's so loyal to Forest, Dyche. I love it. He refuses to slag the club off.
Great to hear him talking about it. And he's maintained a professionalism, hasn't he? Yeah. The basics. That's what it's all about, isn't it? The basics.
Mate, skinny jeans, fledgings. So I've been on tour this week.
Oh, yes.
And you may remember last week.
Yes.
I'd had that drama on Friday night.
Yeah, it was amazing.
In Bridport.
And we'd had both sides of someone who was in the crowd telling us about it. It was a brilliant
My version been corroborated.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
So anyway, my next gig was on a Sunday night.
Yeah.
Guildford.
It's not happened again, has
it? It happened again.
Oh, no.
This time...
Who have you upset now?
It was a really drunk... And it was a woman this time.
Oh, right.
And I've got a routine about my health.
Right,
and about the treatment I have on the NHS.
It's a weird one prolonged to heckle during, isn't it?
I could hear this sort of commotion. And she went, ah! She's like a posh old lady.
Oh.
Ah! She went, do you know much about the NHS? I said, I've just done a whole routine about how it saved my life. Well, I don't think you understand what nurses are dealing with. I said, no, I'm on the... She was just drunk.
God,
and had heard me doing routines about health and got annoyed. And then people around her start getting annoyed with her.
Oh.
And then a woman on the balcony...
Yeah.
And I need to make it clear that it's a woman that shouts this.
Yeah.
She shouts down to that lady. She went, you've completely missed the point of the show, you stupid woman. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
So they're infighting in the crowd.
Her husband had left 20 minutes previously because he got annoyed with her.
Then she ups and leaves.
I was like, what is going on now? It's like, are you still here?
You're like a rage-baiting
comedian
now. I'm
an edgelord. Dangerous.
Upsetting every town you go to.
I was like, not again.
So what, I mean, you weren't having a go at the NHS, though, at any point, were you? It was a weird thing,
cool,
but she obviously worked, she's probably a doctor, is she, or something, it works in the NHS.
Maybe our nurse was just, she was very, very, very
Oh, people need to stop preloading before they go and see your gigs.
But also, both nights, it was people in there, and I'm guessing, just, you know, the lights are in my eyes, I can't fully see them. I would say both of them either in their 60s or 70s.
Right, yeah.
These are not young yobs.
It's boomers. It's angry boomers.
It's boomer boozers. Yeah. They're the only people who can afford it. They're just like getting larruped and coming to my gigs, kicking off.
Thinking that they can just start talking to you when you're on stage.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, what?
It's not a two-way conversation. Come on.
Tell you what, there are loads of Forest fans.
Oh, really?
Isle of Wight, full of Forest. Paignton in Devon.
Oh, really?
Full of Forest.
Oh, yes.
Isn't that incredible?
Lovely stuff.
So thank you to all the Forest fans who come. And if you are in your 60s and 70s, fancy a night out to watch some topical comedy.
Yeah. Go easy.
By all means, come along. But please, the yobbery. I'm making this appeal now. It's getting out of hand. The yobbery has to stop.
Matt, and you. Rock and roll football.
Grab some friends and an ice cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew.
Are you looking for a Columbus car dealership built on tradition and trust? Buyers Auto, family owned since 1897, offers top new and pre-owned vehicles. Visit us or shop online at buyersauto.com. Buyers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
The Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
Rock and Roll Football on Absolute Radio with Matt Ford and Match of the Days, Matt Dyson. Star of last week's episode.
In the background on the highlights, blurred to within an inch of my life.
But still there.
Still there.
Who else was on Match of the Day last week?
Yeah.
No one else in this room.
No one else in
Only
this
you.
Room. That's true, yeah.
Only
yeah.
you.
Yeah, thanks.
There's a goal in League One.
Yes, a couple of early goals in League One. Blackpool are 1-0 up against Wigan. Reading are 1-0 up at Luton. Some early goals within the first 5 minutes.
It's FA Cup fifth round weekend. There are no 3 o'clock kickoffs. There's no Premier League. So that's, if you're wondering, why on earth are they talking about League One?
Yeah,
that's right. Why, okay?
Not exactly rich pickings on the football front this afternoon, but, you know, it all counts.
It all counts, and it matters to the people who support those teams, and you're all welcome.
Mm-hmm.
You may have seen this week, Adama Traore has been told to lay off the weights.
Yeah. Well, he used to say he didn't do weightlifting and it was all genetics that the way, because his arms are huge.
You can't get
his
that big just out the womb.
Yeah, I know, yeah. But he was caught by his West Ham teammate, Crescencio Somerville, lifting weights, and apparently he can bench press 145 kilograms.
My word.
But Nuno's not happy because he's saying he's too big and he needs to actually slim down.
So it would slow you down.
He's got to stop lifting weights.
Text us on 8-12-15. What have you been told to stop doing? I mean, I'm bracing myself for the inevitable. You know, yeah, if you can word it in a tactful way.
Keep it clean and family friendly. Well,
yeah,
come on.
Well, yeah. Edit it in a way that allows us to read it out.
Word it in a way. Yeah.
What have you been told to stop doing
in
your
life?
I get
told to stop doing all sorts. I get told to stop speeding. Well, I have to go to, if I get, when I'm driving.
You're a lawbreaker.
No, sometimes I accidentally go above the speed limit. And then
accidentally?
I have a speeding awareness course. I've been on a few over the years. They take ages.
I am surprised. Yeah. Oh, they're quite slow.
They go on forever, yeah. And by the time you've had that one of those for like 4 hours, you're like, I'm never going to speed again.
That's so funny that you're in a speed awareness course. Come on, hurry up, for God's sake. You've got a place to be, man.
I've got a place just to go.
Did 16 or 30 to get here. Come on.
Exactly. Stop speeding, stop snoring, stop eating Lurpak. My cholesterol's not too bad, but it's getting to a level where the doctors were slightly worried and they said, well, what are you eating? And I just said, well, I'm addicted to Lurpak, so...
What, you suck hand in the tub like Winnie the Pooh?
Just grabbing scoops of it out. No, so now I have the lighter version or just some Olivio spread, you know, because I'm stopping.
How much Lurpak are you getting through?
When people tell you to stop, you've got to listen, I think, generally, haven't you?
I think an intervention is a form of love,
exactly.
And
you
may, in the moment, it can sting hot.
they're generally telling you for a good reason.
Well,
you need to stop.
You've run out of Lurpak.
Yeah, exactly.
They've got nothing to put on their toast.
You've got to stop speedy snoring.
How much Lurpak were you getting through?
No, I just a daily fix. It was like I'd have a daily fix.
Daily fix of Lurpak?
Spreading it on butter or toast.
You were spreading it on butter? You lost your mind. You lost your damn mind. The butter years.
I get some Lurpak spreadable out of the fridge and I just put it on some Anchor. I get a massive choke. Block of Anchor and said it wasn't buttery enough. Like a double butter.
Butter was your vice.
Absolute madness, yeah. So I've had to knock it on the head.
No, they were big years for me. You know, I was doing 6 days a week on Absolute. It was part of the biggest breakfast show on commercial radio, and just like a lot of guys my age, just lost it on the butter, man. It was butter this, it was butter. I look at footage of myself, you know, look back on my famous appearance on Match of the Day. I don't even recognise myself. Text us on 8-12-15. What have you been told to stop doing? Goals flying in across the country, Dyson.
Yes, the only goal so far in the Championship is Derby County beating doomed Sheffield Wednesday 1-0. Ben Brereton-Diaz with the goal. That's where he is now.
Oh, he's at Derby now.
Former Forest legend, now at Derby. Chilean international, isn't he?
Because he was just playing old Ben Brereton when he played for us.
Yeah, strange career he's had, but I quite like it.
It almost, I mean, I understand why, you know, he's got Chilean heritage, and if you're going to play for Chile, you want to sort of sound Chilean.
Why not?
But it does almost feel like midlife crisis, doesn't it?
Yeah, really, yeah, adding a Diaz on.
Yeah, I went
end.
To like Chile and got my ear pierced.
Found
myself.
Yeah.
Could have found yourself at home, surely.
Not
to go all that way. Yeah, I mean, you were there.
Yeah.
Just look in the mirror, mate.
Yeah.
Text on 8-12-15, what have you been told to stop doing?
Hmm.
I get told off for laughing in bed.
Oh, what, in sleep, in your sleep?
I often laugh in my sleep.
Oh, do you? It's quite scary for Laura, I'd imagine, isn't it?
What, laughing?
Yeah, hearing, like, in the dead of night, just hearing...
Yeah. That's true.
That would be strange.
It is weird. But I will, if I wake up before her, which I usually do, I wake up early, I'll just, like, check my phone. If I'm reading messages from friends... I just laugh a lot, and then
you
it's the, do you know what? It's the stifling of laughter because then I just vibrate.
Yeah. it's the bed's wobbling.
So I've been told to stop doing that.
Oh wow, that sounds a bit. I think it's okay. You've got to stop enjoyment of life. Surely, there's no negative side to laughing. It's good for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good for your core strength.
Yeah, yeah.
I do in the house. I must admit, I belch. Don't cover my mouth.
Yeah, you sometimes do that here, don't
you? I know, it's disgusting. Yeah. Every time I do it, I feel deep shame.
Yeah.
But
stop
I'm just
it.
So used to it. I know, but I don't even think about it. No. That's how much of a yob I am.
Wow, yeah, I know, it's funny.
I sometimes really lean into it and really push it out.
Really loud burping, yeah.
Yeah, really yeah. get your diaphragm involved.
It's quite a satisfying thing, a good burp, isn't it? But you just can't do it in front of other people.
And I'm sorry that I've done it in front of you.
And you can keep it in. You do know how to stop it, don't you?
Yeah, I know how to stifle it as well.
Yeah, I feel sorry for the people that can't burp. You know, some people never burp.
You're
and
kidding
They just
me.
Get like trapped wind and they can't release it.
So what? Where does it go?
It's, I don't know. It eventually just seeps out of their ears or their nose.
Well, I think there's another place. There's, yeah, come on, there's
well,
one
yeah,
big
somewhere
place.
Somewhere else.
Surely it just that's
somewhere
it.
Else
just
it goes out there. Yeah. So they
migrate south.
Really loud
for the winter.
Ones. Really loud guffs, but no burps.
Guffs. That's just, so. If to get in touch, if you suffer from that affliction, and let us know where it goes. And if you do get basically more bang for your buck,
in the
bottom end of the league. More goals, Dyson.
Yes, in League One, Wickham have just gone 1-0 up at Bolton, and in the Championship, an equaliser for Sheffield Wednesday.
Oh, against Derby.
Doomed and down the bottom of the table, but they've got an equaliser. It's now 1-1 at Derby County.
One game in the Scottish Premiership is Dundee 0, Motherwell 0. No 3 o'clock kickoffs today, neither the FA Cup or the Premier League. Wrexham Chelsea is at 6:15. Newcastle Manchester City at 8. Do you like the magic of the Cup, Dyson?
I think it's worn off over the years, to be honest, the magic.
Why?
Yeah. Well, I just think it was really magic in the 80s. I remember watching the 87 Cup Final. I just think it was the best thing in the world.
Coventry Spurs,
3-2. Keith Houchins' diving header. It was amazing.
1991.
Even as a neutral watching that, it was great. And then, you know, over the years of sort of, you know, the match, but I suppose this is the same with everything. You know, I'm never into stuff as much as I was when I was about 10 years old.
Okay, what were you into at 10?
Football.
Yeah, okay. So you
FA Cup.
Rusks.
Rusks. I was into Lurpak even back then, actually. Yeah. I was into Butter. That's when it started.
Bibs. Did you have a bib when you were 10? Too
no
old.
Bibs. No bibs.
Too old for
no, bib. No, no. But I loved football back then. But yeah.
Thundercats, the A-team.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Spaghetti
course.
Hoops.
Yeah, yeah, spaghetti
What
hoops.
Was your favourite food at 10? What were you eating at 10?
That's a good question. Because I don't think I really found chicken nuggets by then.
So I think chicken nuggets.
I think it's probably like just a classic 80s spag bol. I think I would have loved a spag bol or a lasagna. My mum made a very nice lasagna.
At 10, look at you with your palate.
Yeah, yeah. Very early adopters of Italian cuisine we were. Yeah.
When did you get into the nugs then?
Well, I just don't. I think they were. You know, now they're everywhere. You can't move for nugs, can you? But. They weren't quite as commonplace. We didn't know what tenders were.
Do it exactly.
Goujons
were like Goujons. They were the future.
What are you on about? Yeah. And the turkey Twizzlers hadn't come around then. There were no dinosaurs or anything like that. So, yeah, it was all quite in its infancy, the reformed chicken game.
There was mechanically recovered meat really hadn't taken off in the same way.
You just had your basic sausage. So I liked sausages, don't get me wrong. But, yeah, not as magic as the FA Cup. You still think it's magic, don't you?
I love it. I think it's so good. Just watching Arsenal to play at Mansfield.
That
like,
is nice.
Stadium where the stands don't run the whole length of the touchline.
Yeah.
It's just like car parks and shops.
When Mansfield got that equaliser earlier, I felt the magic come back. Occasionally I get little glimpses of magic coming back into my life, and then it goes away when the Arsenal just win inevitably.
And do you ever... What else in your life do you feel magic? I'm serious. Maybe time with your children?
Oh, yeah, constantly. Taking Ted to a football match was a magic day out, yeah.
Watching him see grown men hurl abuse for the first time.
Exactly. It was a magic, a beautiful
What a lovely moment.
Yeah.
Goals everywhere, including Scotland, Dyson.
Yes, Dundee are 1-0 up against Motherwell in the Scottish Premiership. The only goal that's kicking off at 3 o'clock in the
cloth
flight, in the Scottish Premiership this afternoon is Dundee 1-0 up at home to Motherwell.
In Scottish League One, Hamilton Academicals. That's a lovely name, there, isn't it?
The Ackies, yeah.
1-0 up away at East
lovely
Fife.
Lovely stuff. Zorba Thomas has just been sent off for Stoke. That's in the Championship. Second bookable offence. That's could be a game changer because we need some goals in the Championship today. We certainly do.
Danny in Leeds says Finder's crispy pancakes were the king of 80s foods for kids.
Yeah.
Covered in lard, obviously. I would not feed my kids that now. The shame.
Oh, cover.
They were great.
I don't know why you'd cover them in lard. I think, yeah, just stick them in the oven. It was oven chips. Oven chips, beans, Finder's crispy pancakes. Love that stuff.
Do you prefer beans or spaghetti hoops?
I don't eat spaghetti hoops enough, actually. And I know you're a big fan. And I've seen you put them on breakfast before. Mm. And I've seen you use them a lot.
I love them.
They are nice.
I prefer them to beans.
I think you're right.
Oh, you wanted a goal in the championship. You got yourself a big one, boy.
Big goal for the boys up top. Coventry City 1-0 up at Bristol City. So that's going to put them even further clear at the top of the table.
I wonder if they do spaghetti hoops at the Binley Mega Chippy. They must do.
Do you have spaghetti hoops or spaghetti strands in tomato sauce in the
Yeah.
Do you have a preference?
My wife prefers the strands, so...
Right. Why?
I think it's more like real spaghetti, isn't it? But I like hoops. So, I think the hoops are novelty.
Yeah, they feel... Yeah, they're, either way, they're great.
Feels more like a treat. Beans is like... They've been around forever.
And it's quite healthy as well.
It is.
Strangely healthy.
That's why I prefer the hoops. It's even more of a treat.
You know, there's no...
It's bad as... Yeah, no nutritional benefit whatsoever. Utter filth coursing through my veins. Yeah. Okay, we are going to launch... This is the latest feature in global broadcasting. This is the newest feature. It's called Bins. I don't know if it's going to keep its name.
Bins.
But text us on 81215 and let us know your top bins for the week, i.e. your highlight of the week, and your bin bag. Is it bin bag?
Dustbin.
Dustbin.
Bin.
Top bin or dustbin?
Yes.
So text us on 81215 and let us know from your week what your top bins has been and what your dustbins has been. So the highlight and the lowlight of your week.
Yeah, and we'll sift through your bins.
We're going to go through your bins
nice.
and compare them. My top bins this week, I've been staying in Premier Inns.
Oh, yes.
Thanks to the old tour.
So you've been having the old breakfast, have you?
Well, yeah. I'd only been having fruit and yogurt, but yesterday I cracked. And I put bacon and sausage and tomatoes, tinned tomatoes, on crumpets.
Oh,
With a bit of butter.
Yeah, lovely.
Phenomenal.
Have to do it.
Phenomenal breakfast.
Yeah.
A couple of hash browns as well.
So it's like a sort of McMuffin, like a homemade McMuffin sort of thing.
A sort of English version. Crumpet me up.
I like it. Yeah, it sounds great.
My bin bags was West Ham. West Ham refusing to accept that they are relegated.
Why are they so good?
What are your top bins and bin bags?
Well, I mean, my top bins was taking Ted to watch the Brighton game, so that was an amazing day out. He loved it. But my dustbin, this morning, I had to get up, leave the house at 8:30 to take my daughter Beth to a netball tournament in the middle of the countryside. And it was freezing cold. Really foggy, and it was like a dry robe convention. I've never seen the like of it. About 50% of people there in dry robes, and they do a head in. So.
Why do they do your head in so much?
I don't know. They're just everywhere. It's because they're so... You can't move without seeing them.
Do you think it's because athletes use them? So then when you see civilians using them...
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, or it's like people that do like natural water swimming and they can use them, but these people aren't. They're just going to watch their kids play netball, so I don't see what the benefit is.
Because you're not drying off.
And Bess agrees with me, so we just spent the whole morning just spotting dry robers. And there's so many more brands around there. It's not just the dry robe brand. There's like ones like Salty Earth and stuff like that. It's making out like they're some sort of...
Well-being brand.
Yeah, exactly. But it's just a big towel.
Just a massive cagoule.
I don't even know if it's that warm.
It's a dressing gown and it's a toweling robe. So that's swaddling
sort of,
bands.
Yeah, that was my dustbin moment. Just seeing so many of the dry. I thought they were gone away, but they're back. They're bigger than ever.
It's foul. Text us on 81215. What are your top bins and your dustbins? Rock and roll football on Absolute Radio with Matt Ford of Match of the Day's Matt Dyson. And there are goals.
Yes. The second half's well underway in the Championship. Coventry scored a second just before half-time. They're 2-0 up at Bristol City, 8 points clear at the top of the table as it stands. They have had a player sent off just before half-time, though, as well. So they're down to 10 men, but 2-0 up at Bristol City. So it's looking all right for the Sky Blues. Derby County got a second goal just before half-time as well. They're 2-1 up against the relegated Sheffield Wednesday, and Leicester City are 1-0 up at Ipswich Town. Pats and Daka has scored the goal.
Sound like a double act.
Pats and Daka. But yeah, they do Butlins, I suppose, wouldn't they?
Pats and Daka.
On a Saturday night. He's Pats and Daka.
They can't work the cruises, these lads. We do jokes, we sing.
Pats
And I bet they get bats and dagger. They sit at the bar while people go, you should be on telly, you should.
Yeah, yeah.
I know, love, I know. It's changed, hasn't it? It's changed. They're not interested in talent anymore. It's all box ticking, isn't it? But I wouldn't want to be on telly. I'd rather be here.
I prefer to do the clubs, yeah, me and Pats.
This is where it's at, isn't it? Face-to-face with real people. I mean, I keep emailing the telly, but I'm not bothered. Right, it's time for a Global Broadcasting exclusive. This is the newest feature in Global Broadcasting. It's bins!
Yes.
You got to text us on 8-12-15 with your top bins of the week, as in... What's been the highlight
good
of the week?
Yeah.
And then your dustbin, which is the low light of the week.
Yes, both sides of the bins we need.
Sarah from Cambridge says, top bins was our daughter Emily getting 76 out of 80 in her maths mock last
nice,
week.
Nice, great.
Well done. Dustbins, not getting on your quiz again today. There's always next week.
Always next week.
There is, Sarah. Thanks to our wonderful friends at Virgin Bet. Mm, there's always next week.
Always another chance to win a grand, yeah.
Terry says, my top bin was eating 3 donuts in 5 minutes during a very short toilet break.
That's good. That's
I hope he didn't
impressive.
Eat them on the toilet or in the toilet.
I hope he didn't combine the two.
I think he just said, I need to go to the toilet, and then he scoffed 3 donuts.
Yeah, yeah.
Dustbin tripping over the curb outside a packed cafe.
Always embarrassing, always embarrassing. Helen in St. Albans has been in touch. Top bins, got a promotion at work. Dustbins, they're now cutting down on hybrid working. So I have to go in 3 days a week now.
Oh, no!
3 days a week, Helen. How will you cope?
But you just got promoted into
I know.
Promoted into a worse position.
Yeah, it's a double-edged sword, unfortunately. That's the way the bins go.
This is the bins. We're going through your bins. It's bins, Global Broadcasting's latest sensation. Mark says, my top bin was convincing my local corner shop to stock pickled onion monster munch.
Oh, wow. That's
consumer
impressive.
Power.
Yeah.
Dustbin, forgetting to pick up a bottle of red for dinner with the wife. Oh. We had to have Carling instead. Not ideal with our French meal.
No.
Mark, how can you be so good on one
you
hand and bad on the other?
The two. Come on, sort it out.
Pauline says, my top bin was a high school reunion for 2 nights in Wigan.
Oh.
They had a two-nighter.
That's unnecessary. One night's enough for a school reunion, isn't it?
Not for Pauline, it's not. Dustbin had a hangover so bad, I ate half the wrapper on a burger and didn't realise until a bloke pointed it out to me. I was eating it on a bench. Pauline! That's what
wrapper.
2 nights in Wigan will do to you. You end up eating wrappers.
Oh,
as in the stuff that goes on the burger. Not,
yeah, the paper.
Not
or
people who can
or the foam wrapper. Rhyme. Paper, presumably.
She doesn't mean like...
Not
she doesn't
like
mean
a foam
M&M.
Tray. No.
She doesn't mean Dr. Dre.
No.
Sat on a bench eating a wrapper.
No, we don't recommend
you
that.
Hours. So there you go. That is bins. That is the latest Global Broadcasting sensation. Text us on 8-12-15 with your top bins and your dustbins from the week. And old Dyson, big goal in the championship.
Big goal in the championship. Snoop Dogg Swansea are 1-0 up against Stoke. 10-man Stoke. 1-0 up Swansea in the championship.
Goals, Dyson.
Yeah, Milton Keynes Dons have scored 4 of them in League Two.
Whoa.
They're beating Harrogate Town 4-1. Notts County sadly losing 1-0 at Walsall.
Come on, County.
It's a mixed bag. It's a mixed bag.
Now, you mentioned earlier your addiction to Lurpak.
Yes.
Now you've cut down. This led to a conversation about 80s food. And lots of people have been in touch. Danny in Leeds says, and he was the one who texted him about the Findus crispy pancakes.
Right, yes, yeah. He said he had them covered in lard or something.
Yeah. He said, can you tell Matt, I was a child in the 80s and I didn't do the cooking, so it wasn't my choice to cook everything in lard. It was just the way it was in our house. We had a mucky lard bowl at the side of the frying pan, which was reused to cook everything in, from crispy pancakes, fried eggs and fried bread. Puking emoji. He says, I now feel decidedly queasy thinking back at the culinary horrors we had to endure.
Oh, so they put the lard in the pan, cooked it, and then poured it back into the mucky lard bowl. So it's just never-ending source of lard.
Times were tight. Big recessions in the 80s.
Yeah. So you got to do what you got to do, haven't you? But lard was still probably cheap, wasn't it?
Wages back then.
Minimum
wage.
That's true, yeah. Yeah. My grandma Phyllis used to have lard on, just spread it on bread, like dripping on bread. That's what she'd call it.
Used to get a lard on. Press.
She used to get a lot on, yes. Also, staying with 80s food, Chris in Leicester says, hi,
when
both.
Was the last time you got a lard on, Texas? 8:12:50.
Got your lard on, yes. My nan used to do chicken and chips in a basket for me in the 80s. Great fodder for watching the A-Team. Chicken in a basket. That came before the nug and the tender.
So why the basket? You're our social anthropologist.
I thought the basket was more of a thing to have in a pub, to be quite honest. Yeah, chicken in a basket. But and that was more, I suppose that was southern fried chicken. That's what the first type of deep fried chicken we'd come across, I think.
So this was probably the first sort of, can we say, foreign food to be served in British pubs.
Yeah, I suppose it was.
Deep fried chicken.
Yeah, it was an influence from abroad. Yeah, we'd had nothing like it at that
stage. The authentic taste of the southern states.
Yeah.
In a pub in Wigan.
Yeah.
With chips. Yeah. Why? Yeah. I guess the basket is just a nice presentation touch.
I don't see the benefit of the basket because you've got to sort of put a paper lining in the basket anyway, haven't you? I'd rather use a plate.
Novelty, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose so.
It's in a basket.
Oh, posh. It's in a basket.
Have you heard what they're doing? I put the wheat sheaf now.
Yeah.
You get your chicken in a basket. Gotta get down there tonight.
Yeah.
Better than cooking with lard at home, isn't it?
So I suppose, and then now we serve the chips in those little mini frying baskets, don't we?
That is just cretinous. Yeah, if you're a pub that does that, stop it.
Yes.
It just doesn't add anything. No. It's just faff.
We're going to empty it out and put it to one side straight away.
You get oil and heat all over your... It's when you have to, like, decant your own baked beans from a red-hot ramekin.
Yeah,
like, do I work here?
Yeah.
Do
exactly.
I?
No.
Because I'm putting a shift in over here, pal. Yeah. Big goal in the championship, Dyson.
An equaliser for Ipswich Town. Still pushing hard at the top of the table. It's now 1-1 at home to Leicester City. Another goal in the championship to tell you about as well. Charlton 1-0 up against Birmingham City. They've just scored. Kelman has scored the goal. They're 1-0 up. Coventry still 2-0 up at Bristol City, flying high at the top of the table.
James in Woking says, on chicken and chips in a basket. I think the basket was there so that so there wasn't anything needed to wash up. You just remove the lining and stack them away, from a time when pubs didn't used to do food.
Oh.
Tell me what, James, tell me that they're giving them a wipe.
Yeah.
Have I got to do that and all? So I've got to decant the food. Yeah. I've got to wash up.
Yeah. And I've got to you want me to stack it as well in the kitchen cupboards, do you? Is that what they want? Yeah, that's a good point, actually, I suppose, though. They just use the basket. You put a bit of kitchen towel in there or something to soak up all the grease.
Britain used to be so unhygienic.
Yeah.
It's a wonder any of us are still here.
I know.
Germs that were just everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, they didn't have dishwashers back then probably as well, did they?
There's no dishwashers. No, there was no Domestos.
Yeah. Oh, just cheap washing up liquid. That's all they relied on.
Can you believe it? It's a terrifying glimpse into our past. And I say, let's not go back.
No. James in Fife has been in touch, asking for some Jamie Carragher. Oh, we always love a bit of Jamie Carragher. Jamie Carragher on 80s food. Can we get in touch with him? Is he out there today?
I think it depends, by the way, what sort of 80s food you're talking about. Because it's very easy to look back and say, look, a lot of that stuff was luminous. Yeah, a lot of that food was vivid. Bright colours. The cereals. I understand that the game changed. And you got all these different cereals. But back then, Sugar Puffs, that was a revelation. And Cocoa Pops. Because you was having, you know, cereals were seen as healthy before then. Mm-hmm. Then all these companies come along and go, we could just put a load of sweets in a bowl. And I loved that. I also loved finger of fudge. Getting onto the blanket on a Saturday, watching the A-Team Knight Rider Baywatch in your Popeye pyjamas, fresh out the bath with a finger of fudge and some snaps. Remember them?
Oh, yeah, great.
Tomato flavour. Oh, yeah. And again, before then, it was all salt and shake. Yeah. It was already salted. Mm. You know, it was just potato. Just that's all you could taste.
Yeah.
Then these companies said, let's just make the food glow in the dark and that will give it better flavour. And that's what happened was they said, this, you know, this food needs to be bright orange or bright red. Mm. And that'll get the kids into it.
Yeah.
And ice creams, mini milks.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're getting, what's great about mini milk is... It's strawberry or it's chocolate.
Yeah.
But you're getting your Calcium way to do it. So that was clever. I always thought they were ahead of the game, mini milk. I thought they were, yeah, I thought that was clever. I just thought you're doing something. Because Mr. Freeze, they were luminous. And your mum would say, you can't suck on that because you'll have a big, you know, blue gob and you look like a yob going to school. Mini milk, they're like, my kid is getting that calcium he needs for his bones now. It's probably full of sugar.
Yeah.
But the milk just made your mum think a little bit. 10p mix. You go to a shop and say, you can't get anything. You can't get a 1p mix for 10p. You tell me that. How can you not get 10p? You probably couldn't get one Haribo sweet.
No.
You probably couldn't get one cola cube for 10p now.
No, no.
Back then you get 10 sweets for 10p.
Great time.
It was a great time. I want to go back to that time. I say go back to the first time we had luminous food and when you got a sweet per penny. Don't get me started on Freddo's. They would pay you to have them. That's how cheap they were. You got paid to eat chocolate in the 80s. But people did get frisbees caught on power lines and all that. It was a very treacherous time in the 80s, so you did have to be careful.
Rock and roll football. Podcast done.
Well, we hope you enjoyed that. We really do. Because we're coming towards the end of our time where we're here for you. Mm-hmm. But it still is that time.
We are still here for you, yes. Please leave a written review.
A 5-star written review.
5-star, obviously, yeah.
And that will get you extra points that you can take to various outlets.
We've got a loyalty card system now, have we?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
If you leave a 5-star written review...
Is this legally binding? You got the T's and C's written up online for this, have you?
VIP experiences.
Right.
And the chance to win £1 million house. Is that true?
Like the Omaze house. Oh, if you want to fund it, mate, yeah, I think that's fine.
No, I don't. Okay, there is no...
Yeah.
You don't get anything.
We'll send you a bag of crisps in the post. We can stretch to that.
What flavour would you want? If I said I'll send you any bag of crisps in the post, what
you know what? You know, I've got back into, we went to Poundland the other day. They've got a great selection of old school crisps.
So what did you get?
Scampi fries.
How many bags are we talking?
So good. So a six pack. They sell them with the bacon fries, which aren't as good as, what's the one? What do they call the main top? Ruffles? What are they called?
Frazzles,
I see. Yeah. Very different to what I said.
Yeah.
So they're like Frazzles, but these were about before Frazzles.
Yeah.
They're
pre-Frazz.
Yeah, pre-Frazz. And they taste old-fashioned. They taste like Frazzles took it to another level.
Probably out of date.
Yeah.
So what, you get 3 scampi, 3 bake?
Yeah, yeah. And it's good. Really good.
Because Poundland, am I right in saying not much is a pound anymore?
No. It was like 2 packs for £3. So it's still a bargain. £150 for a six pack. £1.50 for a six pack is good.
That is sensational.
I mean, it's going to leave you without a six pack, sadly. But,
I haven't got a Poundland near me. I went past one the other day. And I said, I'd love to just go in and go mad.
Just go and check out the crisp section.
What else they got in there?
Well,
can you remember?
I think they had salt and shake. It was
stuff
I hadn't seen for years. Yeah, Smith's.
You know what, as well, near Christmas, they always do chocolate liqueurs.
Ah, yes.
Get your send down, bam, for your chocolate liqueurs.
Yeah, It's worth going.
Good for kind of, you know, your detergents, your washing up liquids.
Certainly, yeah. Home cleaning aisle, well worth checking out. You know, underrated for shower gel and stuff like that as well, really, but yeah. I mean, other high street shops are available.
Yeah, sorry, this is becoming the... But I want to know what other food was in there. Tunnocks they often have. Caramel wafers.
They do a whole big sweet section. It's just unusual. It's like they don't do an American sweet section. It's all like old school British sweets.
That's more like
it. I like it.
Patriotics. Poundland, not Dollarland.
Come on. It does feel very British.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like a reform supermarket. I think, isn't it? If reform win, they're just going to be Poundlands on every high street. That's one of their policies, I think.
Any political party that said that was like, we will put Poundland on every street.
It will save you money. Yeah.
We will guarantee you a Greggs and a Poundland within a mile of your house.
Yeah, they would win. Landslide victory.
Well, there you go. You got a bit of politics at the end there as well. As well as all the food and the football, the 80s foods and everything else. We'll see you next week.